Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 174. Today's topic is all about tracking. So when you're launching a new business from scratch, and again, this is a continuation of this multi-part series of all the marketing that you need to put in place in order to effectively launch a business from scratch. And again, we're using a child care center as an example. There's no point in executing any marketing unless you have ways to track the outcome. There's no reason to deploy anything unless you can track the outcome. Now, I'm going to break that rule a little bit, but I'm still going to give you some gauges to check. So when I'm looking at marketing any business from the ground up, again, one of the big mistakes that I see is that they just start throwing things at the wall. And that is why, over the last couple of episodes, I've taught you on how to set up a calendar and how to dial in the tactics you're going to pick and all of that stuff. And we're going to continue to get more and more in depth in the tactics as we have been. But before you start doing paid traffic and radio, even TV or a billboard or direct mail or any of that stuff that I'm going to teach you, you have to fully understand the elements of tracking. So I'm going to do an episode probably tomorrow on a customer relationship management tool, a CRM tool. And that is going to be one of the kind of your home base in a way for tracking. But for today, I want to give you the two or three or four different ways that you can start to track your marketing. So again, example of a childcare center. I'm going to teach you to do paid traffic. I'm going to teach you to do some radio. I'm going to teach you to do events, flyering neighborhoods, direct mail, all those things. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to look at the amount of money that you're investing. So let's say it's Facebook ads or Google ads. And again, we would be backing into the numbers. So you want to make sure that you're, if you haven't listened to some of the past episodes of all of this, I mean, all this content continues to build on each other. So each day I'm doing these every day, and I'm doing them so that they continue to build on one another in the exact sequence that I would deploy them in. I wouldn't worry about tracking a week or two ago until you actually had some of these things ready to go. I wouldn't want to talk about that stuff because then you would be spending all of your time figuring out tracking before you got the website in progress, because a lot of these marketing elements are going to build on each other. And they're also it's not going to take a day to get a website. So if you had 6 to 8 months, for example, before this childcare center was opening, if I know that the website's going to take a month or so of back and forth, you wouldn't want to just have that entire month go by and then not be worrying about other things. So you would get the website and that would be in progress. And then you'd be working on the content like we talked about and having an agency optimize your website. But what I have always found, especially with a new business and heavily in this childcare space, is that the best way possible, like, you're worried about every little penny, and I want you to be worried about every little penny, but I want to make sure that you have the proper setup so that you can gauge some of the things yourself. With a new business, not everything is going to be a slam dunk from day one. It's not going to be every $1,000 that you invest in, you get $10,000 back. It's going to take time to get your brand reputation out there. And it's going to take time to do some of these things. Now, we're going to balance that in the coming weeks with direct response tactics. But there also has to be an element of branding. And that's really the area that's a little bit tougher to measure. But again, we'll talk about that today. So what are the proper elements of tracking? The first one is phone numbers. So anytime you're doing any kind of campaigns, you want to make sure that you're setting up separate tracking phone numbers for those campaigns. There's a lot of different tools to use. CallRail is the tool that I personally use. At our agency, we've got tens of thousands of tracking numbers. Tens of thousands of them. So any campaign you're doing, you would have a different phone number. So for example, if you're doing Facebook ads and there's a phone number on a landing page, that phone number should only be for Facebook ads. If you're doing a radio spot and you're going to run radio a month or two before your opening, you would have a separate phone number for that radio campaign. I would even go as far as if you're running on different stations, you're going to have different numbers. And even if you're running at different call times, so if you're running at prime drive time, for example, versus the afternoon versus the evening. Now, you might say, well, wouldn't someone just be calling during the drive time? The answer is yes and no. They might try and call immediately, but the chances are pretty slim that you have someone ready to answer the phones at 6 a.m. So you might miss that call. But what if they take your number down? What if they remember you later on? And if you're trying to gauge, should you be investing more in drive time, which many times is two or three times more expensive for a 30-second or 60-second spot, compared to should you be running in the afternoon? Maybe your persona that you look back on will continue to guide you. So when you're using the personas, that would guide you accordingly. But we'll get more into radio in the future. So you'd want to have different phone numbers. That is one thing. And you might have 50 different phone numbers. Now, the great thing is they can all forward to one place. You're not opening up phone plans or anything like that. These are tracking phone numbers. You'd be paying maybe $100 a month or something like that. Maybe less. But anytime you're giving out phone numbers, you need a different number on everything. Direct mail should have different phone numbers from your flyers. If you go in flyer a neighborhood or do door hangers, different phone number on a flyer, different phone number on a door hanger, different phone number on direct mail. Every one of those. So that you know which of those tactics is driving the calls. Second element, landing pages / URLs. If you're going to drive someone to a landing page, you want to make sure that you're using different landing pages for all of your different tactics. So if you're running Facebook ads, you would send them to a Facebook landing page. On that Facebook landing page would be a tracking phone number that says it's a Facebook ad. And then the form would be coded so that if someone fills it out, you know they came from Facebook ads. When you send your direct mail piece out and you say, click here for the special offer, for example, you could use something like Pearl, personalized URL. So you know exactly how many people are clicking, exactly how many people are filling out those forms from direct mail versus Facebook versus Google. All those different URLs. They're very, very easy to set up with different software tools. Very, very easy to do. Now, the third one is a little bit tricky, but this is my stopgap. So anything that you're doing online is a lot easier to track. So again, Facebook ads, Google ads, landing pages, website, all that stuff is pretty easy to track where the lead came from. And those are going to populate into this customer relationship management tool that I talked about. The only ones that are a little bit trickier is if you're doing a live event, for example, if you're trying to do some kind of direct mail and you're asking someone to redeem something and you don't actually have a phone number or URL that's trackable, which I would always advise. But you can use the generic, I guess, word would be kind of coupon codes, but some kind of word on the piece of literature. If you're doing branding content, so branding videos, you could say, call us at this number and mention free t-shirt or something like that. I mean, there's ways to kind of slice in and say just something along those lines to further confirm that that was the lead source. So trackable phone numbers, all different URLs, and then kind of code words or coupon codes as needed. Now, the only other piece that I'm going to give you around tracking, now there's other tools. I mean, there's Google Analytics and things like that, and we'll get into that in future episodes because there's going to be about 10 different tools that I suggest. So obviously, you're going to want to track your website traffic and different things like that, but I wanted to give you more of the campaign level tracking to get you moving in the right direction initially, because all that I'm looking for right now is to make sure that the leads that you're focusing on driving, that we're able to start to put leads to dollars to activities, because every dollar does count. And I want to make sure that as we're executing things, that we're able to pivot accordingly. Now, we're not going to pivot too quickly, because if you're not letting something marinate and really continue to kind of build that brand up there, you could say, well, Facebook ads only drove 10 leads at $200 a lead and no one enrolled yet, and it's a terrible tactic. I never kill a campaign after a couple of months. It just doesn't happen. So here's a little bit of it's a technical marketing conundrum, but I'm going to give you a little bit of feedback. So there are two different ways that you can effectively track kind of the marketing leads, but really more so the conversions. So there's either first in attribution or last. So let me give you an example. So let's say a parent sees your ad for your childcare center on Facebook. And it does, so we'd be using the Facebook pixel, for example. So it'll track that. But let's say they visited the landing page. That's a Facebook-only landing page. But they didn't end up opting in. But a day or two later, they went to your website, the main website, and then they opted in there. So you can either say, well, it was the first lead source, so I would attribute it back to Facebook. Or you can say the last lead source is what put them over the edge, so I would give the lead to the website. Candidly speaking, until you are a moderately to larger business, that to me just complicates things. Marketing works hand in hand with each other. Your online marketing should amplify your offline. Your offline should amplify your online. I mean, obviously, I want to see leads coming in from Facebook, and I want to be tracking that, but I normally am not going so granular down to see, well, did they actually, should it go to the website or Facebook, or was it actually this? I mean, your marketing should be working hand in hand. So I don't want you to get so granular so quickly that you just start to confuse yourself. So that is kind of tracking 101. We'll talk more about some more advanced tracking and website stuff and eye tracking and all that good stuff in the future. But those are the three core elements to start with. Tune back in here tomorrow for some more good content in this series. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.